It's about a journey that we as Catholics enact tonight, and that we as followers of Christ participate in throughout our lives. This is a journey, our journey, from darkness into light, from death into life, and from sinfulness into virtue. Hence, we who sat in darkness were enlightened by the one great light who is Christ. And as the Paschal candle is burning, the whole building became radiant and our faces were illuminated. For as the psalmist says, let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. And so, tonight, sitting in the light of Christ, we recalled the manifold ways in which God has come to save us. We heard first about the movements of creation, remembering that God summons into being all that is, calling life and flourishing and beauty out of nothingness and chaos. For we were saved from non-existence and from chaos. It is good to be alive. But it is even better for us to be alive in Christ. Allowed by His grace to become temples of the Holy Ghost. For that is who we are, we Catholics, we would journey with Jesus. Anna tonight, one of our parishioners, received baptism. Her journey had just begun. She doesn't consider her faith as granted. Thinking of her, we saw that what we celebrate tonight is an ongoing mystery. So, congratulations, Diana. We will keep you in our prayers. We heard also of the Israelites crossing the Red Sea, recalling that they were miraculously rescued by God and saved from the tyranny of Pharaoh. It is good to be alive and to be free. But it is even better for us to be alive in Christ, rescued from the tyranny of sin and all our enslaving addictions, and set free so that we can worship and love God and serve our fellow people with a Christ-like love. For this is what we do, we Catholics. We are sent forth with Jesus. And we heard of the divine intervention that saved Isaac from a bloody death. For it is good to be alive. But it is even better for us to behold and to receive the wonderful gift of faith through which we are saved by Christ. Christ, the risen Christ, reigns now, our Redeemer over death and the deadly snares of sin. Alleluia, Christ has set us free. Which is why we have been celebrating this sacred Triduum. This past 3 days, we have been following Jesus in His journey from death into life. Can we stop this sonnery, please? From darkness into light. For we are not to be merely passive spectators in this divine work of salvation, but actual participants, active agents in this darkened world of God's saving work. Tonight, then, we receive Christ's light. We receive His grace. And so we stand together in this church and we recommit ourselves to our baptismal promises. Thus, we pledge to be sent out from here with our Lord, empowered by the risen Christ, filled with His Holy Ghost, to journey from sinfulness to virtue. For He has told us, "You are the light of the world. Nobody lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but they place it on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So tonight, my dear friends, we shine. For as we heard during the singing of the Exalted, the great hymn in praise of the Easter candle, this is a night that even now, throughout the world, sets Christian believers apart from worldly vices and from the gloom of sin, leading them to grace and joining them to His holy ones. Tonight, we shine with the light of Christ illuminating our faces and the fire of divine love burning in our hearts. Let us shine, dear friends. Shine out, for you are the lights of the world. And let this church, let St. Patrick's be your lampstand. For it is here, in this place, and here has one community that we are called to shine with good works, with acts of love and mercy for one another, with a care for the poor, the sick, and the needy. Let our good works sweeten the world, just as bees produce honey. So let us shine forth with Catholic virtue, thus giving glory to God our Father, who creates us, who rescues us, and who sets us free from sin and sickness in order that we can love truly. Dear faithful, this is so good to be Catholic. It simply has to be shared. Shared the good news of the risen Christ who suffered for our sins and died for our salvation, and now we can share in His risen life. St. Patrick's Oratory, thanks to you, is a place where the mystery of Christ in His death and resurrection is brilliantly set forth in liturgy. Look at all these dedicated altar boys. Music. You're able to hear tonight the beautiful choir. Lot of work to make this Holy Week beautiful. Teaching, even if we are on Easter break, you know, we have wonderful teachers for catechism class here. And I trust a community of faith immersed in these means of grace. Dear faithful, may we here tonight continue this heritage of witness so that more and more people may come to know the joy of Jesus Christ, the joy to belong to the Church of Christ. If you here have felt this joy for yourself, then don't be shy. Share the good news in every way you can. you can make all the difference in the world. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.